This is Ted Kennedy. Children's TV is a wasteland, and President Reagan was wrong to pocket veto a bill to clean it up. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Reagan made an ideological mistake recently when he vetoed a bill to improve children's television. Advertisers would have been limited to 10.5 minutes of commercials an hour on weekends and 12 minutes on weekdays. Broadcasters would have been required to air more educational programs. We weren't breaking new ground, Al. Similar guidelines had been in place until 1984, but the Reagan Federal Communications Commission went on an ideological deregulation rampage and repealed the guidelines. Abuses multiplied. Advertising mushroomed. Toy manufacturers began to write whole broadcasts that were nothing more than program-length commercials for their products. That's wrong, Al. Let's send the bill back to the White House next year. President Reagan vetoed it in 1988, but I'll bet President Bush signs it in 1989.
You're right about kiddies' TV, Ted. It is often a wasteland. But your whole darn philosophy of government regulation after government intervention is wrong. We can't regulate children's television programming just because She-Ra isn't your bag. She doesn't look like a bag anyway. The Federal Communications Commission is engaged in an important and sensible goal of deregulating the airwaves. The American public will determine what is most appropriate here. They have the ultimate freedom of choice. They can hit the channel switch, or they can turn the boob tube off. And with the goofy stuff off, parents might even encourage other family activities, like reading a book to their kids. I'm all for better television for our children, but this legislation simply went too far. Overregulation is never the answer in society. But who appointed you judge of it all, Ted? Censorship next? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.